Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You're going to need a flashlight to find my goddamn man this year. What about you, Coho? They don't need one to find you, too.
I ain't hear what you said. What you saying?
I don't need a flashlight to find my ass this year, goddamn it.
You're going to need a who to find you?
Yeah. Flashlight. You didn't hear that song playing just then? Flashlight. Neon light. Shit.
Neon
light. We got all kind of shit. But this was really going on with them right here.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. But that shit is on.
They can't sleep at night.
Drop some shit like
I am that bad bitch on 48 nights.
At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at us.
What's going on, DJ?
What's happening, brother? What you know good?
I don't know. Hell, I ain't. Nothing really going on. I guess we're going to keep it short and sweet tonight, let you do a little explaining about this Grudge Inc. Super Bowl, Ice Cream Bowl, Racing Bowl, whatever kind of bowl we got coming out.
It's the Grudge Inc. Grudge Playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs.
It's the playoffs. It's trying to determine who the baddest of the bad. And, I mean, who's going to be the last man standing? Out of
I
mean, roughly, probably if it all go down like they're talking about, it probably about 200 cars or more. You know, and all going to come down to two damn cars at the end of the day.
But
I definitely want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. Keep it real Tuesday, Week Bitch Tuesday, whatever fits you, whatever floats your boat. That's what it is. But I'm gonna talk about a little bit about it and again too. How your week doing, brother? How was your weekend?
Oh man, it's all good. You know, here trying to get motivated to finish up this damn car. That's a job, boy. That's a job and a half. Every
well,
I tell a man to do this and do that for me because I don't have time, but I got to get this on me finished with.
I got you. I don't want to put out false information, but I heard we had a fallen fellow racer this past weekend, if I'm not mistaken, out of Florida.
Yeah, I heard it too, yeah.
And it just goes to show, man, I mean, from what I hear, that like I said, then again, I don't really like to speak on too much that I don't know. And if I'm wrong, please somebody correct me or whatever. But I was told that, a fellow racer, took his life or committed suicide, if you will. Again, I don't know 100% the whole ins and out of it. I'm not even going to say the person's name right now, but I'm sure if it's any truth to it, which I'm sure it is, that most people know whom I'm talking about. But I want to send condolences out to the friends and family. And, we all are grudge racers, and we all are a big family. And it kind of goes back to, what we try to promote on this show, and that's fellowship and keeping things going and not getting personal. What y'all got to understand and realize is, we never know what's going on in a man's head, what's going on in a man's life. And a lot of times people go to the track, to get away from things that's going on in their personal life. They want to release, and sometimes that's how they get their release from, trouble they may have going on. So we need to be very mindful of, ain't nothing wrong with call the motherfucker a weak bitch if you can talk about his car or things of that nature, and it's all in the love of racing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you got to be careful calling a man a weak bitch or this or that, especially if you don't have that relationship with that person. And with that being said, we just need to be a little more mindful of what we say and how we say it and keep it racing and keep it, keep it out of the personal realm. So, again, condolences to that family and the friends of the family of the fellow racer. And, do a little short moment of silence for them.
Oh, yeah, let's do a moment of silence for them.
All right. Well, Cole, how you coming with your car, brother?
Oh, man, we trying to get it. Shit hard, but it fell.
A lot of people call me. They concerned. Sometimes they seem a little more concerned about your own stuff than you are.
Yeah, how they be, man. But, hey, I got to make them money first. If I don't make them money, I can't eat. I can't sleep.
You
know what I'm
saying? That's the only thing makes this shit go around, bro. That's the only thing make go around.
Yeah, so with that being said, I had to get in there and get them customer cars out first. They come first. They pay the bills. But I'm trying to get it. I got everything I need pretty much.
I got a couple pieces that came in. I got a text from one of my good buddies talking about, listen, man, you listening, you going to listen, because I got to explain this stuff. You heard about the what is it called? It's actually called the Grudge Playoffs. It's not the Super Bowl. It's the Grudge Playoffs.
I got to explain
it to those that don't know or didn't hear about it because the announcement was made last night. So we've been instructed to continue to get the word out. So I'm going to follow instructions and do that. And hopefully I can explain it where, people can, get a little better understanding, because a lot of people, I think, are not in full understanding of what's going on. So I'm going to start by saying this. Okay. basically, I think they're looking to try to have about 20 different racetracks. And then, first of all, the event is going to be May the 31st, 2014. That's May the 31st, 2014. And what will be taking place is going to be the Grudge, what did I say, playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did I just say?
Playoffs.
All right. Goddamn, I sure hope I'm saying it right. But anyway, well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to have anything on 28th, and if you're on 29th, it can be anything on 28th, anything on 29th, but I think if you're on 29th, you have to have one carburetor. But if you're on 28th, you can be multiple carburetors, multiple power outlets, whatever, it don't matter. If you're on 28th. From my understanding, it has to be all slicks, no drag radials. I don't know if that's 100% true, but from my understanding, that's how it's supposed to be. And what's going to be taking place is we're going to be having a shootout at 20 different tracks, all going on the same day. So to give you an example, I'm just going to use maybe three tracks. We say they'll be having a race in Albany, Georgia. They'll be having one in Montgomery, Alabama. They'll be having one in Holly Springs, Mississippi. I'm just using an example. And it'll be a shootout. Okay, the winner of that shootout will get a monetary deal. You know, it'll be, you know, whatever the pot is, they'll win that pot. But the last four cars standing will automatically advance to the second Grudge playoff. So you're going to go from, say if it was 10 cars in each one of those three tracks I named, that would be a total of 30 cars. At the end of the day, we only going to have it'll only be 12 cars out of that whole 30 that will advance. You follow me so far, but nigga.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right, so then the next time it'll probably reduce from 20 tracks. Okay, I said three tracks, but let me back up. I don't want to confuse nobody. It started off with 20 tracks, 10 cars at each one of those tracks. That's 200 cars, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
When all 20 races are done that day, it'll be four cars standing. The top four cars at every track will be the ones that advance. So 20 times four is 80 cars that will be advancing from, you know, to the very next Grudge playoff. All right. So the next time, those same four cars will compete.
Unmuted.
So then we'll be left with, they go from 80 cars to only 40 cars being left, if I'm not mistaken. And why am I echoing?
I had on muted Larry mic, but I had to mute it back because I had you echoing. He must have got his phone on speaker. Go ahead, DJ. All
right. Anyway, right now, if everything goes according to plan, the very last race, it should be a total of at least 40 cars standing for the main event. Somewhere like 20 to 40 cars or whatever, less standing. Now, we're trying to get the Z-Max racetrack in North Carolina where they run four lanes. That's the plan. I don't know if that's what it's going to be, but if that pops off, that's going to be something huge, you know, for the Grudge World to be able to run at the legendary Z-Max track four lanes deep. It'll be the first time, if I'm not mistaken, that first time ever that a Grudge event has ever taken place there, if I'm not mistaken. But can you imagine four bad motherfuckers in four lanes going down at one time, and they were one man going to be left standing after that round? That'd be something to see. But the first Grudge Bowl will be May the 31st. And
playoff.
Thank you. Keep me straight now, because we said something else earlier. The first Grudge playoff will be May 31st, 2014. So we'll be letting everybody know. I'm sure by the end of the week or first part of next week, the 20 tracks or whatever, however many tracks are going to be selected, where you can go if you want to be in the shootout and be in the running for, you know, the Grudge King, the 28th to 29th for 2014 by the end of the year. It's going to be one man standing. It's going to go from about 200 cars down to one.
Okay.
Anything can happen in racing, so, you know, it is what it is. You can choose whatever track you want to go to. Say, for instance, if you feel like you want to make sure you're in it, you can. If you feel like it ain't going to be, you know, competition may be easier down there in Albany, you can go down there to Albany and try, you know, if you feel like you got better chances of being in the top four to advance to the second round. So it is what it is. It's already set in motion. And the more we know about it, the more we'll be, you know, telling everybody about it. But this is going to be something huge. And it's basically trying to, you know, more so what Grudge Inc. is trying to do is moving Grudge Racing into the forefront and putting us out there on the mat and out there on the map and, you know, being the mainstream racing and be, you know, considered as mainstream in racing and it's Grudge Racing stuff.
So you said the Super Bowl going to be at that
whole lane. That's what we're hoping. It's gonna be. It may or may not be, but we're hoping that we could probably finish it and do it at the Z-Max racetrack in North Carolina. It'll be Grudge Inc. and Cold Killer's final hit end of the year race. So that'll be very exciting, you know, being that Macon is no longer with us right now. So Cold Killer had to move his race to somewhere else, and I think that's the track that they are in talks with us and trying to get right now. So look forward to that, and look forward to more information, you know, pertaining to it in the weeks to come.
Okay. So we'll be like George Jefferson, moving on up to the east side.
I'm sure some people may have some questions. I'm sure some people may have some questions. So I'll try to answer as best of my ability, and if I don't know if we can try to maybe call and get Jay on, that he can probably try to, you know, fill in some of the blanks of some of the things that I may not know or some of the technicals. But that's it in a nutshell as to what's going on and that what will be going on to the best of my understanding as of right now. So let's open some mics and see if anybody can
speak. I got a question before we open in the mic.
Go ahead.
What in the hell? I ain't know nothing about this shit. Why I ain't know nothing about it?
Let me tell you the crazy thing is, I heard it for the first time last night, too, and Jay going to tell me. I thought I already told you. I said, man, come on, man.
Oh, that way. I know he called me and mentioned some shit, but I was about to sleep one night. I think what it was.
Yeah,
what,
so I was hearing about it for the first time last night also, so. I talked to him a little bit about it briefly today, but I think it's a wonderful idea, and it's definitely, you know, it's trying to level the playing field, and I think it's no chassis cars. You have to have a stock front suspension. I think it'd be any risk. And like I said, 29 cars have to be, if they're 29 cars, they have to be a single carburetor. 29, if I'm not mistaken. So, and like I said, everything I'm saying, I don't think it's not set in stone. So, we will see if the rules change a little bit or whatever. But from like I said, from my knowledge, that's it in a nutshell. So let's open. If you got any more questions, but Nugget, before we open
no,
up.
No, I'm just messing around. I had kind of heard it a little briefly. I didn't shoot the shit.
Okay.
Again, we're going to open some mic. Larry, get your phone on speakerphone. I'm going to open your mic back up.
I had it on when I had walked away to the bathroom so I could hear while I was in the back. And
oh,
when
I thought you had
that
pitching on the
wall. I turned it right back off.
I thought you had it on.
What's going on,
BJ?
What's going on, Bud Nicker? How y'all doing, man?
All right, Larry.
What about you, BJ?
You know, you got to get that courage you seen. You know what time it is.
Well, you muted my mic, Bud Nicker?
You had that background noise. No, you ain't muted.
No, I'm talking about DJ. DJ didn't respond.
He putting that shit in there,
man. Maybe he's playing his curl. Yeah.
I'm on here. Y'all bear me 1 second. I'm on the other line, but nigga, just give me a few minutes, y'all. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, but nigga, everything okay with you?
Yes, sir. Trying to hold it in the road. You?
Yeah.
Them grandbabies are all right.
Yeah, everybody's cool, man. Everybody, God's been real good around my household, man.
Great.
I have wanted to say something on your show if it was permissible, but not yet.
Let go. You know it's permissible, man.
What I wanted to say was this here, but naked. I kind of see things going in a good forward motion, man, as far as the things that's supposed to be happening and the things that need to be happening, the things that's happening in the grudge world. And I also
mm-hmm.
see some things that's trying to fall down by the wayside, man. And I had to speak on this because it's been on my mind for some time because I've seen something that was very, very derogatory and negative in my own personal thinking. And that was all the people that have the shows and all the people that's involving and grudging, the whole purpose of this is to work and to have everybody to pull together and to draw other people into it. See, it ain't so much about the show. The show is to draw the people. So
yeah.
You may hear certain different things that say it, just like I heard y'all use the word fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
The word fellowship, I feel like it brings something good to the game. And as long as we doing what we got to do as far as making an opening for other people to come in. Making an opening for other people to come in and blend in with what's going on and try to help us make this thing great. That's all it really amounts to. You know, and my thing with it is that if somebody else says something about fellowship, I'm glad to hear him say something about fellowship because that's what it's going to take for us, you know, to get along and make good things happen. If somebody else used another slogan, as long as it's bringing other people to the game, that's all that's really required, you know. So I'm just hoping that things work out, you know, to an extent where a whole lot of the negativity and stuff just go ahead on and kind of disappear. And all of them got to remember that we're members of the same gang, man. We all one family, you know, and that's what it's going to take to make this thing work, you know. And I just wanted to briefly speak on that, but Nathan, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm gonna get back on mute and let y'all get ready and get some of them callers in. But I just wanted to speak on that.
Yeah,
on
I didn't catch everything you were saying, Larry. But I could imagine what you know. I know you are our premier leader in fellowshipping. And what people got to realize is, you know, when Larry says fellowship, Larry ain't trying to water down the game. He just don't want no bullshit in the game. You know, ain't nothing wrong with, like I said, you know, we get into it. We get, you know, conversations get heated, but it's all good if it's all in the love of racing, man.
That's right.
It's all good, man. I mean,
that's right.
I was at the banquet when Cole Killer and Tony Wright. I mean, it was good and heated, but it was all racing. Two men that respect each other and know how to get it. It can get good and heated, but it was all racing. It was all good, and it was definitely entertaining because I was right there in the middle of both of them. But it's obvious there's nothing personal.
Not at all. And that's why I always make that statement, DJ. Drag racing is not personal, man. It's fun. It's something to get us together, to get us away from home, to do the things that we like to do. And they got to think about this, man. God is making all us able, man, to be here, man. You know, and that's a blessing within itself. So, you know, a lot of people take blessings and kind of misconstrue them, man. You know, just to be here is a blessing. And just to get together with some people is a blessing, because they got to think about it. One day, one of us ain't going to be here. You know, and while we're here, if we don't do what we're supposed to do while we're here, how in the hell are we going to get up and do it then? You know?
You're right, man.
It's about enjoying ourselves, man. We on this side now. We don't know what's on the other side. And if somebody do know what's on the other side, they ain't never come back and told me. You know, so we here to be as long as we can, while we can, man, and enjoy our lives as long as we can, while we can, you know? And we can't do that with animosity and confusion, man. So we just try to make this thing great, man. That's all. I just want to see it be great, man, because my whole thing is to enjoy myself, man. But I see a lot of younger people that's behind me, man. You know, they kind of seem like they kind of fall off down by the wayside a little bit. And I know that it's given to all of us, man, because all of us have imperfections. But the things that we know that work against us, why should we let them stand forth in front of us? Push them to the side, man. Let's make this thing good. That's all I have to say.
That's it. Appreciate it, Larry.
All right. Thank you, Larry. 313-0448. You're Mike and Larry. Who's speaking with? 313-0448. Okay, just listen. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling, man. 773-7115, your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
What's going on, Bun Naked and DJ Grand? This kid in Chicago, man.
What's going on, kid?
What's that?
Nothing much. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, kid?
Nothing much. Yeah, it's
man. Just hold it on, man. Hold it on.
I heard that. Yeah, DJ, this thing is called the Grudge Inc. Playoffs. I don't know if you guys are familiar with you know, maybe NCAA basketball or you know, any kind of playoffs procedure mm-hmm. that you go through. Right. Okay. What Jay was saying was, you know, 20 different tracks. I guess you're gonna come up with maybe around about 200 cars. And okay, after the first round, your 200 cars will be cut down to 100. Because every time you have a race, you cut your field in half.
Exactly.
That's how you go through the elimination process until you get down to your last two heavy hitters. And then they square off, and they go for the championship. But that's how it's basically supposed to be dealt.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, kid. Helping us kind of simplify it and let people get a good understanding of it. But, you know, the closer we get to it, the more clear I think it'll be for everybody.
Right.
The participating racetracks that's going to be hosted.
Right, 20 different racetracks. You know, then I guess after that first round, the field will be cut in half, and then I guess you probably want to know more about maybe, I don't know, maybe it's still over to 20 racetracks or maybe 10. No, no.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yep. But it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Like I said, I'm for all kind of playoffs. I don't give a shit what kind of sport it is. Whether it be baseball, basketball, football, or whatever. That's how you determine your winner.
Well, it's good for the game. I mean, to feel real good to know that he basically is the last man standing out of 200-plus cars.
Oh, yeah, that would be a hell of a deal.
Whew.
Yep.
Only one man's tennis.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. Yep. Okay, then. Well, I'm going to go on mute, and I'll be listed. I'm going on mute.
Okay.
All right, kid. Appreciate you, man. I'm trying to feed my face and run the show, too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right. Appreciate you, man. 773. Excuse my smacking. 773-4309. The mic's alive. Who's speaking with?
What's up, bud, Naked Big Wheel? What's up, Big Wheel?
Big Wheel?
What's up,
I'm
DJ?
Trying some chicken out. I'm trying to cook it like you cook it. I can't get it, Big Wheel. You got to send me that recipe.
Come on now. Come on,
Big
man.
Wheel.
Come see us. All right. What's up, Ken, right. Larry? Hey, Larry. Larry.
What's going on, Big Wheel? How you doing?
Hey, I was trying to get with what you were speaking on. So if I talk about fellowship, that's all right, huh?
Yes, sir. 1,000%, Big Wheel. 1,000%.
So, but if I talk about the round table,
don't y'all start no shit today.
I'm telling you.
I don't know, bro Will. I had a problem with that. I didn't think that was wrong with the round table neither, but on my behalf, fellowship, I want everybody to talk about it because that's what we need. And if it takes the round table to pull all together and bring some other people in, then so be it. You know, because I don't think the intentions is bad. When people speak of fellowship, I don't think it's in bad. When they speak of the round table, I don't think that's bad neither, Big Will. What you think?
Man, I almost fell out. That was unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man.
And I was so hurt behind that because, you know, friendship is involved into that, man. And see, I like this here, Big Will. I'm a firm believer in this. If a person is my friend, we're going to have disagreements sometime or another, but because they're my friend, we're going to work it out, man. We're going to straighten that shit out, man, because friends are far and few, man. You know, so I can't fall out with nobody about no slogan. If I fall out with a person, it's going to be something way greater than that.
Man, that tripped me out so bad. I almost hung up before I could say something. I had to leave.
Well, I was hurt behind that, man. To see that, I was really hurt behind that because, you know, it was so out of character.
I think it's being worked out. I'm hoping that friendship is still is not broken. I mean, sometimes it takes people to step back from a situation and look at it from a different angle when they're you know, calmed down or whatever. So I think that, you know, we all fall and we all have issues from time to time. So I'm gonna say I think it's being resolved. I think it is resolved, but we just, you know, I don't really want to get too much into that because, you know, I don't want to feed.
But goddamn it, I want to get into it. I ain't sitting there. I'm going to eat my damn chicken. What the hell don't happen now?
I do, but they ain't no shit about it. You're going to jump in. What the hell are you talking about?
I want to know. Y'all, everybody know but me. I told y'all I'd be the last one to know some shit. Bring it out.
But you know,
what's going on,
DJ,
Big Wheel?
No, DJ. Hold on. We're not
going to
talk about that tonight. No, sir. No.
Okay, DJ, we ain't got to talk about it, but DJ, you know, it's a lot of things. If you keep sweeping dust up out of the rug, you're going
to
have lumps in the rug.
I'm not trying to.
You know, and my thing with it was, we ain't calling to try to ridicule nobody. What we're doing is just bringing it out because of the simple fact that it was a human error.
Yeah,
and the reason I say it was a human error because of the simple fact that it just got out of character.
Name the show, Weak Bitch Choose to Two now, Larry. Bring that shit out. Tell me what's going on.
Listen. Hold on. See, a lot of people, I got to say this because a lot of people called me and talked to me about it, but a lot of people really didn't want to hear it. So I swear I ain't trying to go back down that road because it's taken away from what we need to be talking about. That's some racing and what's going on. So, I mean, I don't want to, that's why I don't want to get into that show. That happened. That shit is over. It really, to me, don't need that much airtime. It is what it is. It happened. Let it. I mean, it ain't serious enough to me to keep it going.
Well, DJ, is it okay for y'all to keep using fellowship? I'm going to ask you,
Larry, can we keep using fellowship because that is a word that you did originate?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I hope everybody that's within the family use it, and I'm hoping that they exercise it.
All right.
Well, Larry, tell you like this. Well, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. But hell, if I'm wrong, you tell me. You put me to the side, but nigga, that wrong, and we talk about shit. I mean, you still gonna be friends and call it morning time, man. And Big Wheel still gonna give me two wings extra when I come up to the north and get that damn chicken. y'all goddamn don't cut me out. I fuck up now. Just put your size and butt naked that fucked up.
Let me ask the other line. Well, we got.
But
I mean,
I'm just hoping and praying that everything be okay, though, DJ.
Yeah.
I'm hoping everything works out.
Everything will be okay. I believe everything will be. I'm 100% sure everything will be all right. I mean, I think that would be water under the bridge. I mean, we all know that, you know, that man's a good guy. It's just, you know, it shit happens, man. And we don't, like I said earlier, we don't know what will be going on in different people's head and how people view situations. So, you know, I can't tell a man he's wrong by how he's seeing something, but, you know, because that's how he may be seeing it through his eyes. So how he sees it through his eyes is how he feels, and, you know, if he's strongly opinionated by how he feels, who am I to tell him he's feeling wrong about what he's feeling?
But goddamn it, y'all ain't going to tell me about it. Don't let not keep talking about y'all ain't going to beat around the bush. Fuck it. Let's go ahead on. Y'all won't tell me what the hell's going on.
Let's talk. Tonight. I mean, let Big Will finish there. Let's let Big Will finish there. Let's go.
Yeah, let go, Big Will.
Oh, my God. Big Will said he was finished. Big Will said he had nothing to say about that thing. And that was that Big Will.
All right,
then. Somebody mute a Big Will, Mike. God,
anybody mute Big Will, Mike?
I'm on. I had to answer the other line, fellas. I'm sorry.
No,
all right.
Yeah, Will.
All right, yeah, I'll answer the other line. I'm still good. I'm on mute, though.
Okay.
All right.
Any other mics,
buddy? Yeah, let me go ahead and get them. 334-952. Mike and Live,
uh-oh.
Who I'm speaking with?
Uh-oh, who is that?
Wait a minute, the damn board fucking up. Okay. 952.
I know who that is.
334-9052.
Hey, I'm on, but I'm getting right back with y'all. Around the middle.
Okay. All right.
Turbo Chill.
205-5133. You might get a lie. Who's speaking with?
It's silly, but nigga, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Keeper.
What's up, man? What's up, kid? Man, Big Will. And the rest of us.
I was just getting ready to ask DJ, had he heard from you, man?
Well,
he's
going to be here soon, man.
Is that Sleepy?
Yeah.
Where you been, man?
Man, I've been laying low under that radar, man, just flying real. Man, I got a little something I'm working on, and I didn't talk about naked about it. But I'm just trying to be real low until I get it going.
Did laugh.
Okay, then, okay. Well, it's always
I be listening, man. I don't really have much to say, but I'm listening. I'm on all the time on your show.
Okay, well, we appreciate you. We really appreciate you. We appreciate everybody,
man, for sure.
That tune in.
But Megan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't forget what I talked to you about, man. I'll be coming to see you real soon now.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm back on you, man.
All right.
DJ, will you speak to me?
Yes, I did. Now you hear me?
You go ahead and stick that in there, Sleepy, man. I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays, man. How you doing, Sleepy?
I'm doing real good, man. You go see me at that place around the mystery, man.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you real soon, though, Sleepy, man. You know we got to do it, man. You know we do this every year.
Yes, sir, man. You know we like family, man, to the end.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. Glad to know you're doing good, man. Hope God still got his arm wrapped around you and the family, man. And I'm going to be looking forward to it, okay?
Yes, sir, man. You know, I know he got it around you, man, because you sound good every night on the radio, so I know he's taking good care of you.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'm going to go back on you, Governor Glenn, and Mr. Butt Naked, and I'll be listening.
Okay.
What's up, Sleepy?
What's going on, Big Will? You let me shout out to you, brother?
Man, I forgot to call you, too. I wanted to tell you about that race. I'll talk to you this evening.
Give me all after the show, bro, man. I'm gonna let me turn the button make it DJ Grant show back over to him. I'm getting back on mute.
All
right,
Dave,
ain't no problem.
Sleepy, did you hear Cole on the shoulder yesterday?
Yes, sir. I was on there with me, man. I mean, I was just trying to get a grip on that good playoff thing. I'm planning on trying to attend a couple of them.
Okay. I'll talk to you later after the show. Go ahead, butt nigga. I'm sorry.
Don't give me that, nigga.
Y'all
I'm
good.
Coming to you soon, man. I'm on you.
Okay. I'll be waiting on you.
All right, the wife won't upset it too. She wanted to get in touch. She ain't forgot about it.
Okay, I got to get the answer. You got my number. Call me. Hey.
I love you.
Big Will.
I love y'all, too. What? Big Will. All right, but I'm going to get back on you, man. I just had to yell at you.
Hey, call me. Send me that address. I can send y'all that shirt.
All right, but maybe I got your number, man. I need to call up to show you and give my address.
All right, okay.
All right.
TJ, where you at? All right. Well, I guess I'll be looking forward to the Grudd Super Bowl, too. Well, Grudd playoff, then the Super Bowl. That'll be real interesting. Real interesting. Oh, yeah. Well, fellas, I'm trying to find my co-host. Look like he's on the other line or something. I don't know.
I'm
on
mute. Y'all give me 1 second. I'm on mute. Just give me 1 second. I'm in the store.
All right. That Lord ain't going to work, DJ. Don't try the Lord. If you get it, get the Crisco now.
Oh, man. Not the Crisco.
You got to get that Lord, boy. Yeah.
Crisco is expensive.
So back in the day, that Lord was good for everything. We ain't had no coffee. They melted down, heated up a little bit, and folks took a spoonful of that, knocked that coal up out their chest.
They don't know nothing about that.
You reach way back in the woods with that one, buddy.
Yeah, that's why I live it way back in the woods, man. Back in the woods. I tell you what.
Yep.
Go to my mailbox. You had to pack a lunch. Goddamn it, it's a long way to the mailbox and back.
Oh, man. In other words, they got to pump sunlight to you. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. They got to pump sunlight down in their whole well, mate. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm thinking about? I don't know my castle.
Man. All right. Well,
coming through.
Let me see here. Let me get this other number.
Shit.
706-1065. 706-1065. Mike alive. All right, going on mute. We're gonna take a short recess. Let me get the board refresh. Something going on with it, like it's spinning or something. Y'all give me 1 second.
What a shame. Alright. My lady at the casino, she's lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do our lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2 until the next time I see you.
All right. I got it working right now, I think, fellas. Let me check it out here.
America.
Yes, sir.
Can you loan me $5? I want to go to the casino.
Man, you know you can't disguise your goddamn voice. Yeah, you get it. You know I know your voice. don't know nobody else's.
What?
Who's
that,
buddy? Next. Shit, it
sounds like Leroy. Nah, just getting on the
phone at all. Nah, anyway.
Good, it sounds just like Leroy to me.
I was told that.
That who that is, that Leroy now. I'm telling y'all.
Leroy left. Leroy learned to love.
I want to let my old lady go to the casino. I want to let my old lady go to the casino.
Hey, $5 to get you to the casino and back, you damn sure can get it. Hell yeah. Now we got two casinos in Alabama now. We ain't. We used to didn't have none, but now we got two.
Shoot, let's come on. If ain't nobody got too many more questions, I want to know who won who in 2014. That'd be a good.
Who you want?
Who you are, DJ?
Huh?
Who you looking for, man? What you looking for?
Man, I can't hear a word you say.
Who you looking for, DJ?
What
did
he say?
DJ, you can't hear that man. He said, who you looking for? Who you looking for, DJ?
Nah, I said, who y'all, who anybody else looking for? It's easy for me.
You say, who
I'm
you looking for?
Motherfucker, any motherfucker sit on a 28. That's what I'm looking for.
You're looking for Cherokee. So, you're looking for Cherokee?
Huh?
You're looking for Cherokee.
I can't hear his words.
She said, you looking for check?
I can't lie to you. What the hell wrong your phone?
Get that goddamn Lord out your ear, boy.
Wait a second. Am I looking for Chucky?
Yeah.
What would I be looking for Chucky for? If Chucky want to give away some money, hell yeah, I'm looking for Chucky. I ain't picking on Chucky, but if Chucky want to get in the way, he damn sure can get ran over.
Who in the hell is Chucky, DJ?
That's the up north small block guy. The one that a lot of people, I guess, scared of with the
Brian
the,
Davis.
Brian Davis. He's a race now. I said, look, motherfucker, race. Brian ain't saying that. I'm not trying to jazz too hard, but, you know, people will throw anybody's name up in the mix, but, you know, I ain't backing out of what I said. Now, if you want to give away, if you want to donate to the cause, get your ass up there.
Who that guy you're talking that shit up through that way?
I don't know.
Somebody want to love. Somebody want to regular horses.
It must be from Detroit, what? Call. Him and Chemo
take
call.
Take some wobbles out your mouth, man. Come on, is that what you say?
Huh?
I thought take the marbles out his mouth. You understand what you say?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Let's talk clearly now. We know who we're talking about. We know who we're talking to. Who we're talking about.
He sure got them marbles to it all.
I just want to know who the boy looking for. I just want to know who the boy looking for.
I mean, my guy, I can name several that I look forward to racing this year. I mean, a couple of them up north, Boost 12, Turbo GT, SVO, definitely if the white boys, when they get their program together, I'm still working on my car too, so, you know, I know people still working on their car. The white boys, Coop Performance, Scott, Real Tree, um, them kind of ones that kind of got, you know, got interest in running.
They got your attention.
Yeah, they got my attention.
Yeah. You heard me, DJ. You heard me out there.
I heard yeah. Anybody, who you got on your hit list, Nick?
Point them out, what I mean, knock them out, goddammit. That's all I can tell you.
Point them out, you knock them out.
You better believe it.
Well, I'm not, you know. Okay, then. Well, open up the line. I mean, as I said, we need to start talking a little bit more about racing now. We got 2014 year coming in strong. Everybody, it's not a thing we're putting nobody on the spot with. This is just a thing. I want to know who. Well, we can put it out there. So we want to know what type, who you got interest in, who look like food to you, who in the hot seat, who you want to
Hey, baby.
Who you want to get on with? You?
My daughter hit the mother, hey daddy. I'm driving her in the boat. She said to mother, hey daddy.
Man, I want to hear somebody get on this phone say, look, I want to.
We got one hand.
Shut up. I want to fuck, but negative. I want to. Fuck up live action. I want to hear somebody that got some nuts. Get on this call and let's say what you're going to do or what you want to do.
Right. 251-3867. Your mic is live.
I'm going to fuck all y'all up.
All right, work. I hear cricket.
You hear cricket?
Who? What the hell is a cricket?
You said what, DJ?
Huh? I said, I hear crickets. Why ain't nobody
saying
nothing?
A motherfucker better not breathe on them 28 right now, period.
Oh,
and I open
his
goddamn
go.
Mouth.
That's what I'm talking about. CC.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to say that.
Y'all heard it here first. CC said motherfucker on 28 better not breathe. Well, CC, y'all my good buddies. But, we got to dance.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to fuck up the out-of-town people first. You know, we already agreed on that. But
that's what I want people to understand. You know, just because cool and friends, we got them, but nigga gonna goddamn wrestle. It's gonna happen. I mean,
he ain't let me finish, DJ. He ain't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
We said we got a point to prove to a lot of out of town people. But
yes.
If you had a track and I'm at a track and that one hasn't got no action, you know I'm coming at your ass.
We already know it. I already know it.
But if you can't get somebody that's coming down close anywhere around here, I ain't even got a call no name. You hear what I say? Anybody on 28. I ain't going to call no name and pinpoint nobody. Anybody on 28, and we can get that date settled.
Yeah, I'll notice. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's exactly how I feel. If I'm at a racetrack and another call 28, we both bad. If nothing happened by the end of the day, he want to go and I want to go, but neither one of them can get no action. Guess what? We got to face it. We got to find out who the bad is that day now. That's
hey, CC.
Yeah.
AutoZone got Purple Power on sale for $25.99. Walmart, $27.99. You damn sure going to need some when you ready to run DJ to get that damn Lord out of here. Like, now he's going to slip away. You're going to be greasy as hell now.
Hey,
you need
to get him. I don't slip away from other wink. He know he slipped away. That's the only motherfucker slipped away.
Oh, I don't know why in the hell I didn't say. I don't know why in the world I didn't say 901. Hell yeah, I got to give you some of 901.
Man, DJ,
that's my brother now. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, DJ, we gonna fuck 901 up on your race. We gonna get him.
Push one button. Push one button.
Oh, he on here. You know he on here. Graduates of the year, your presence is requested. Where you at, graduates of the year?
I guarantee you with them on the problem right now.
Wick, where you at, buddy? Press the one button.
Well, don't make them damn chain. Think they got them finna speed up.
Who that?
They might as well change to that junior car.
Who scared? The world changes every goddamn day. The world changes every day.
Listen, man, let me tell you, everybody's talking about this person making changes. Man, who the fuck ain't making changes? Everybody making changes, man. Ain't nobody scared of nobody making no change. All I can say, I hope the change you make is make the best change for yourself. That's all I can say.
Some of them changes ain't the best.
I promise you.
Trust me, I know. I'm a living goddamn witness.
Come on, now. Yeah,
them big old Godzilla-ass motor, that shit ain't always for the best.
So late.
That ain't for the best. Right. But, yeah, DJ, if you find somebody on the race or anything close to us, you know, let us know. We will oblige their ass on 28. Now, I want to get this clear now. Get this clear.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't pinpointing nobody.
Gotcha.
Nobody. So anybody on
28. Anybody.
When I say anybody, live action, that's you.
Oh, shit.
Anybody.
Oh, shit. I bet a one button finna get pushed now, ain't it?
Oh, you know, we already We already got that down back.
7027.
There you go.
Atlanta, Georgia.
You
might be live.
Yeah, I'm on here listening. We ain't got nothing straight, CC. We ain't got nothing straight. What you mean? What you saying? We got something straight. What's up? Okay. The 28 car. You said when you come out, we're going to do it. So that means we got it straight, right?
Okay, but you,
if you got it together, we can do it now. Well, fuck it. Let's lock it in.
Don't start that now. You know what it is together. I offer you the back tie in Orlando, so don't start that.
Yeah, we weren't coming, bro. We would have took it. But I tell you this right here.
But why
didn't
you take it?
Give up that back tie again.
But why didn't you take it?
Nah, we ain't go. You know, we ain't go. Come down here. We all right. We ain't talking about that. You know, we were going to take it to enough. But I tell you this, Quinn. Hold up, Quinn. Nah, it's closed. That was, I just got to tell them DJ number. All that big shit ain't all that. All that don't make no. They don't scare nobody. Hey, between look at this right here though. Do me a favor, Twin. You know a lot of races, right? You know a lot of races.
I know a few.
Find a motherfucker on 28 one lock in. We ain't got to do about no steal.
Nigga, ain't no subcontractor, no broker, none of that, or no agent. You can find.
You know a lot of people.
I don't care what I'm getting out of
it. You know they fast.
I don't work for you, CC.
If you know they fast enough, you're going to ride with them. I'll
speak for
lie. Hey, okay, then. How long you got for that 28 car to be ready then?
Hell, I don't know. How long you got for that 29 car to be ready?
Shit, time is waiting. This shit is gonna be over with.
Well, whenever you get it ready, that's when we'll have a 28 car ready.
Okay, we'll be ready this year.
Okay, next question.
So you telling me the 28 car you gonna run my Camaro with? We gonna lock that in?
That ain't what I said. You asked me a question, and I asked you a question.
So what you saying? We're gonna run both cars, 28 and 29.
Yeah.
All right.
That ain't a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't no problem. Yeah. Well, by the time you get the 29 ready, we have a 28 ready. So we can run 28 one weekend and 29 a weekend.
We're going to run both on the same weekend.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like you, you're weak. You know, you're weak now. Nah, take that. Yeah, you going to go. Y'all going to go, though.
They going to go.
Y'all going to go.
Well, Whitman will go. Gonna say, we can't say Whitman won't go. Whitman will go now.
You know what I'm saying?
Whitman gonna go now.
Yeah, we gonna ride now. He gonna talk his shit. But I try to get his ass. He won't let me get him. But he gonna talk his shit.
Hey, Grubbs ready for the Gibson lesson. He ain't
crazy. I swear to God, I told him. I said, Whit, you earn that motherfucker. You ain't no dummy.
Well,
you
ain't no dummy by no means. Whit is a wise man, very wise. You know.
Yeah.
He know when to hold him and when to fold him.
That's
part about gambling. Kenny Rogers tell you that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you keep saying about everybody on 28. Does that mean turbo cars too?
No, we got a turbo car in our camp. We got a turbo car in our camp. We got a turbo car in our camp.
Okay. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to figure it out because you kept saying it.
We got one.
Okay.
What I'm saying though, is this a
class
car? Turbo
car,
half of them,
90%
of them class car.
Yeah.
I was
gonna
ask somebody
on my class. Hey, is you coming up here up north, CC? Yeah, we talking about it. What's going on, man? Yes. Somebody got a lot of background noise on.
Somebody got some background noise. See?
All right.
Put down the background noise.
We're looking at them goddamn Cowboys and Indians. Turn your TV down and mute your mic once.
Let me get
80 on that.
He loves the wild west shit.
You said what? 80 on the white truck.
Hello?
80 on the white
is that?
80. Yeah.
80, yes. 80.
Hello. Who that is? Chemo?
Yeah, that's Chemo. It is I, fellas.
Hmm.
I'm trying to see a CC coming up for little Tony's
race. Well, the Tony race coming along, yeah. My Camaro would be ready, yeah.
I can't hear you. What'd you say, CC?
My
you
Camaro
would
be ready.
Tony race what?
My Camaro will be ready there. Hmm.
Okay.
What you trying to do, Kimo? You trying to lock on me or something? That's too goddamn long.
I'm just trying to see you coming up. I got one locked in, but I'll run you when you get up here.
Okay. Kimo, if you got it on your chest like that, shit, come on down here. We got something for you.
Damn, CC, we stay running down south. CC, we stay running down south. When you gonna come up north? God damn.
Man, Kimo, I ain't heard you went down south. Damn time to run. Period.
Now, I ain't been down there in a while. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, but all the northern boys stay coming down south. They just left them down there.
See, the south boys stay going up north. So what they got to do with me and you?
I'm trying to get you up here for little Tony Ray.
Hmm?
That's cool, but I'm saying that's possible. It's possible.
I'm telling you
it's possible.
All right.
See the Mustang is Jody. That's my partner. That's Jody car. Well, everybody know that. That's Jody car.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? So we ride together.
No.
You know what I'm saying? His business and everybody, you know, it how it moves, you know, it depends on that's how we move.
Somebody got something beeping in their phone, like a goddamn bank machine or something.
Motherfucker, that might be CC on a motherfucker, he on a walkie-talkie, a mic or something. You on the CB, boy?
Fuck, no. That ain't me. That must be you truck driving that motherfucker.
Hey, what's wrong with trying to hold that motherfucker in the middle of the road? What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There
you go.
I'm trying to be nice like Boss now. I'm trying to get y'all a chance now. I'm going to get all the mic.
That Chemo ass, he don't want to lock no race in for real.
Thank you. I got a few locked in already this year. What are you talking about?
Well, we had some locked in, but a lot of people kind of bagged out. A couple of people bagged out. I ain't going to call no name, but, you know.
They say the only one put their shit in reverse is you.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimo.
What's up, CC?
Who the fuck is that? There ain't no Kimo.
Listen, we ain't going to talk about King Stupid down there.
That's Kimo.
That's Kimo.
Hey, Kimo, don't handle my dude like that, man.
Hey, Kimo, you got somebody with an SN up there?
What you doing, girl?
Nah, but we got a few small block Lightest cars we want to jump in the bed with his S10 with.
Nah, we got a small block nitrous car too. Now we got some shit that we all right. We can't pretty sure.
Hold on. They've been asking me, but hold on. You see, y'all got a small block nitrous car?
Yeah, we got one. Yeah, up and coming. Yeah.
No, it's got okay.
Hey, then.
Yeah.
They even asked me who we had in Alabama that had a bad nitrous.
Oh, yeah, we got a bad. I'm going to say it's all right. It's all right. We ain't have to say you'll see it.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
How soon would that one be ready?
It's really, it's together. Just getting freshened up and everything put back together.
So will it be in
Montgomery? ACC.
Yeah.
It'll be in Montgomery on 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
CC, when they get all a little closer, will y'all run? Will you run a pro charger to your small block nitrous car?
Nah. We ain't gonna do all that.
Okay. All right.
I don't tell y'all about that weak ass goddamn pro charger car y'all keep talking
about. Hold on.
Kimo, I ain't even said shit to you, buddy.
Kimo,
so why are you talking?
You trying to call that man out with that goddamn thing, and y'all trying to lock me in with that motherfucker this week. Y'all ain't gonna do shit. I done told y'all.
No, we got a pro charger car. We got one. We are locking in.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
When we get closer,
You keep that in mind. We got one. Hell yeah, we got one. Twin pro charger. Yeah.
When they get closer. Close a little Tony Race, we'll call
you. Ain't going to do shit.
I spare but nothing. I mean, neck it, and he get on here talking shit.
You scared me with what? Man, don't let me
I
get tight, man. Y'all motherfuckers with the hollering that shit about them goddamn tie. I told y'all that weak ass shit y'all got up there. Bring.
Oh, no, you didn't butt naked. No, you didn't.
Man, your man
naked.
Was
you
talking
said,
about the goddamn
see.
Tie.
He said he gonna be in shootout trim on a 29. You want him to be on a 28. He said he go come in the little Tony's race.
No, he said 28 or 29. That's what he said.
He said a 29.9W, man. He said that's what he gonna be on for the $10,000 race up here. You know that, but Nick, come on,
nah,
man.
He also
told me he didn't care nothing about a 315. Now he told me that too.
Yeah, he did say that. Nah, he will run a 315, but he's not gonna run a W because he won't be on the W.
What the hell the difference between the 315 is faster than the 29W? Where that cat that from? He ain't did his homework.
See, now, butt naked, you getting out of line now. You getting out of line. I'm going to pull around calling me and lock your monkey ass in now.
I wouldn't give a damn. All
right, butt naked, give me 2 seconds.
Y'all bring your ass out that goddamn snow. Come on down here in the south where it's warm, and you can get it on, homie.
Butt naked, is your car ready?
Hell no, but it can be. All I got to do
Kimo, your car ready? Kimo?
Nah, my car ain't ready, but he is ready, but we ain't going to talk no shit to you, but nigga, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep it clean now. I ain't going to talk no shit to you because your car ain't ready.
Timo, your car be ready for DJ right? show?
Huh?
When DJ race ready for DJ?
May 18th in Montgomery.
I ain't be ready, but I thought if I make a move from up here, I would have a Wayne race right there. So I ain't going to say, yeah, I'm coming down. Wayne race is May 3rd. I'm going to race him at his race. What's up, bud, Nick?
I thought you had a brief moment to defend my car.
Hey, listen,
a brief moment.
But
a brief moment. Let me tell you something.
But
I can my car in goddamn 3 days.
I thought me you had an understanding. But, Nick, let me ask you a question. Did we or did we not have an understanding? We'll talk when we get closer to Lil' Tony Ray.
If we can do it for Lil' Tony Ray, what's up?
Well, Nick, when will you have a car ready? When will you have a car ready?
I can have a car ready in 3 days, homie. I can tell you this weekend. Don't take me long. I got to put them damn quarter panels on that motherfucker. That's what I do for a living. Three fucking days, homie.
But
I ain't did
it.
I ain't read in 3 days.
Hang on, bud, nigga. When you see a 313-0178, open that mic and hang on, bud, nigga. You acting up. I'm gonna have to put you in line. Because I spared you and you steadily talking shit.
Kimo, y'all ain't doing
nothing. What's up, bud, nigga?
Hey DJ,
what's up, man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know who I'm talking about, but I just ain't calling no name. I'm gonna just wait till it get a little bit closer.
The booster car.
No, the 28. I ain't gonna say nothing. Just wait till it get a little closer to the race.
Okay, I guess. You talking about who you trying to get on?
Yeah, you already know. I'm just
okay.
Just waiting
okay.
it out.
Okay.
But look, you're lucky in the show, fool.
The show ain't goddamn fool. You sound like you got booking, right? Booking, goddamn. What the Nick Red we got down here, DJ? Coming up soon.
Y'all got a race April 18th or something down there, right? Where that race at?
It's something going. I'm not sure. I don't know. I had to look on the damn board.
And I should know, but I'm not 100% sure. I know we got something in April, but I don't know.
I don't know either. Shit.
But I can assure you, May is when everything's finna crank the hell up. By May, everybody should be. If they ain't got it together,
I tell you what, butt naked. Get your ass up here.
We got London,
Wayne's race.
So what? What?
Yeah.
Wayne race on the 3rd, May 3rd.
All right, butt naked. Lock your fag ass in to be up here May 3rd. Hey, Junior, I'm going to call you on the three-way off my other phone. I'll call you right back. Okay, butt naked. You get your ass up here May 3rd. Like you say, he would love to.
Yeah, I tell you, bring your ass down where it won't be. It ain't warm with
that. Butt naked, you did what talk. But man, you just were talking shit, man. We getting ready for a race. Yeah, okay, but nigga, we gonna keep it moving.
You're
moonwalking right now. I see what you're doing.
Let me tell you something. It was 84 degrees today down here. How warm was it up there?
We will be at my.
Answer the goddamn question. How warm was it up there today?
May 54.
See what I'm saying?
Well,
bring your goddamn
cold ass down here,
and watch me warm you up.
But Nicky, what? I see you moonwalking. I see what you're doing, but Nicky, you ain't doing nothing spectacular.
You know, they done taught you how to duck and weep, duck and bob.
Who in the hell are they?
I don't know, but they done taught you a little something.
All right, Timo, I got you, homie. All I can tell you is, y'all get y'all cold ass down here and want me put some pop under that ass. I promise you that.
But, nigga, what have we get down there this week? What can we come to?
I don't know who got something going on this week.
I think
Montgomery got a 275-28 rate. I think now.
I'm
not 100% sure.
What it is.
I'll be through that car Friday, goddamn. It. Take me long putting no goddamn quarter panels on.
Yeah.
I put 2 quarter panels on, baby. Goddamn, we'll show you something. Ain't going to take me long.
I have to mention, boy, I ain't gonna lie to you, but nigga, your mechanic Hancock had about 3 or 4 cars down in Phoenix City Sunday. But y'all coming out with a damn arsenal, ain't you?
Yeah, they got a lot of cars. They got about 4 motor come out. They ain't came out yet.
I seen one that used to be on 29, they on 28 now.
There's a lot of them. They don't know what's going on in Alabama yet. I done told them. They don't believe that shit.
Ain't too much going on. Only thing going on in Alabama right now, that me hog, goddamn.
Yes.
What y'all got going on over there in Detroit?
Arson. Nope.
Don't you know the best killers is from the South?
That has yet to be proven. Don't you know we teach y'all how to kill?
Let me tell you, how many deers have y'all killed up there?
You don't even want to go there. As many as you have.
Oh, shit. I go hunting everywhere. Everyone.
You kill so many of them, you can't even make it to the races.
So okay.
God damn it.
I make it now.
Hey, Butt Neck, how you been drinking? Hey, listen, Butt Neck, how you been drinking today?
No.
You lie. You took too long to answer that one.
But nah, Kimo, you got a bit now, you know. Everybody had a lot to say with that. Got them, but they so finished out last year strong now.
They had them
dancing with deals. I get Texas, big old button nugget with the. I got so many damn deer Texas. I said, boy, but then when he came out, now he showed up and showed out when he came on out now. Gotta give him the, and he is the national tournament this time. Grand race of the year now.
DJ.
Yeah.
I have never said the man ain't did shit, but he ain't gonna be ready for May 3rd to get his ass up here.
The only way I don't be ready, the good Lord ain't willing for me to be ready. Believe that shit.
Well,
these hands I got,
ready, I mean,
these hands on my twos, are ready. But if a customer rolls
hey,
in that goddamn door, and they got insurance on their car, I'm going to fix that car with their insurance on the front of my car. You better believe that shit.
But next year, what would it take for you to get up here?
Hey, for it to warm up. What would it take for y'all to bring y'all ass down here?
But naked, we concentrating on a race right now. We ain't concentrating coming down right now.
Oh, bullshit.
But you talking about shit.
Hey, now he bought a. I ain't seen it yet. They say he got one of the prettiest, new, biggest damn enclosed trailer. There he is. Now he got some shit to go traveling. He bought some shit to go traveling. Now I know the man trying to go now.
DJ, you say he brought something to go traveling. Why won't he travel with it?
He gonna travel.
Why won't you travel?
He gotta get his car fixed first, man. He gotta get his car fixed.
All right. Our trucks won't make it that far right now. Too hot down there. Got to wait till it cool off. Come on up here.
They got a rental car. They got big trucks for rent.
You got new shit, man. Come on up here. You got some new shit. You ain't gotta wait till it get hot or nothing. Your cooler's working and everything. Come on up here, DJ.
Kimo, let me go with my other line up. What's this bullshit? Let me get them on the 414-6614, your mic is live.
No, I'm listening. I got a lot of background noise.
Okay, okay. All right. Appreciate you calling.
But it's Stokes, though.
All right. All right.
We need some other people to put the one, but let us know who you're trying to get on this year. Certain people might not know you're looking for. Hey, y'all, it might be other people looking for me and Butt Naked. I mean, put the one, but let a motherfucker know you want their ass. Everybody want to know.
DJ, you know that shit ain't finna happen. They know Alabama kind of rising on up a little bit, so they ain't gonna happen. You don't
they know
that,
it.
And
they
I hope,
knew it.
And
I
hope one
it.
Of them says some crazy on the 28th.
Well, we will have the legendary King of the 28 race on the 28th. I mean, on the 18th in Montgomery. And usually bring out all my buddies, so it ought to be some good action. And I've been getting a lot of calls from a lot of people from up north that say they're gonna come and support. I really appreciate it, but we'll see. Ought to be a hell of a
record.
Uh oh.
But neck.
Yeah.
See if you see a 313-0178 on there.
Yeah, I see it.
Can you open that mic?
313-0178. Junior! What's up, dog? What's happening?
I got that Clay Radio on the line.
Hey, Kimo, you on speakerphone or something? Yeah, I got this
microphone.
Did it hang? Okay.
Yeah.
The mayor wants us to come down there and oblige him. I told him, man, we got something we want to do on May the 3rd, but he claimed he can get that car ready, and he'll beat our ass with that with your car.
Listen, lock that shit in. You know what's happening. I'm laying in bed with my woman right now. Lock it in. You got booking rights. Do whatever. May 3rd, Milan. Sounds good.
He don't want to come. He don't want to come, Junior.
Oh, God, I thought he was already coming. Where's his next race?
It ain't warm enough there yet. Yeah, May 3rd. I got to see what's going on then. You know, that Wayne race, I hope everybody show up and show out up there. But, hey, I plan on coming if everything right. But Kimo talking like y'all ready to do something right now.
Yes, we are.
Well, get y'all asses down here to the south.
Make it worth our while. We coming. Make it worth our while. We coming.
What the hell you mean, make it worth your while?
Where you going to be at?
Give me a ring in the morning. I got a bunch to talk to you about it anyway, Kimo.
Okay.
Do whatever.
All right.
What's the name of that track that Wayne having his race set up there?
Milan, Michigan, ain't it?
Milan.
I don't know the name of the track.
That's going to be a real nice track out here. Hey, that's
May
3rd. A lot of the big events.
We was love to have you in attendance, Butt Naked.
Okay, hold on. Y'all say ending about no 3:15, right?
Don't care nothing. Don't give a damn about it. I bet y'all were. Don't give a damn.
Okay. I'm going to let y'all know.
Anybody
on the, if it's a true 29 or 315 or smaller, they say they don't care nothing about. So I'm going to see if I can't.
I got to see what's going on around May the 3rd because, shit, I had to fly my driver in. He ain't going to drive that goddamn fuck. I mean, I'll be in that damn truck by myself the whole goddamn week.
Let me know, but nigga, I might shoot up.
Oh, okay. I got a fire ass in. I do know that.
May 3rd, Milan, Michigan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see if we can get some South cars and attendance up to Wayne's Ray.
For sure. Oh yeah.
But that's a good track. That's a hell of a track.
You been there, DJ? I ain't no bean.
No, I seen. That's a real good. That's a real nice track. Yeah, that's a working motherfucker.
Well, to all the listeners, May 3rd, Wayne, Never Scared. Got
never
his race going on up there in Michigan.
That's it.
Hope everybody come out and support him. See what he got going on.
And look
Rock
for,
on,
look
I
for
got the flyer, Wayne. You remember Wayne tried to run me?
The South car.
You remember when Wayne tried to run me up there?
I think Jolly Rancher's supposed to be going. I think Jolly Rancher might even be locked in. Did y'all know that Jolly Rancher, from what I heard, I think is 9-1 already for 2014.
Damn, Jolly.
Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard he is 9-1 already for 2014.
He won that great race of the year, don't he?
He going to be out. I'm saying. And man, oh, traveling.
Butt neck, you crazy. Butt neck, you crazy. Ain't nobody going to outdo Wick for the Graduates of the Year award this year. You crazy.
Well.
I tell you, if
Jolly Rancher keep up the same pace that he's going so far, that man got a jump start on everybody. Like, I mean, who the hell? If he keep up with his same momentum that he got going on, who the hell gonna touch him?
But it ain't all about all the wins either, Kimo. Win, lose, or draw. If you're traveling and you're engaging, that would count.
Yeah, he traveling.
3-1-3-70-47.
What's happening? This little Fred from Never Scared Racing.
Uh oh.
What's going on, little Fred?
What's happening? Y'all coming up here May 3rd? What's happening, man? It's going down, man. Come on up here and support, man.
Yeah, we're
going
to be
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to bear. I got to talk with my driver see what's going on. Like I said, I got to fly his ass up in there.
Man,
somebody got their phone on speakerphone.
That's me. That ride ain't nothing, man.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to put that ride by myself because he gonna have to fly. He ain't going to drive past
DJ,
4 hours.
DJ, bring him on up here, man. Bring him on up here, man. Come on up
here. I'll ride with him.
It's going down, man. Come on up.
Oh, yeah.
Never Scared, Drugs, Inc. Peso Production, May 3rd. It's going down.
Okay. Well, y'all heard it from the horse's mouth.
Anything else y'all got planned? May 3rd. Y'all got a shootout plan or is it Grudge?
It's Grudge and Shootout.
Grudge and Shootout.
What kind of shootout y'all got?
Right now, I don't know for sure.
26 inch tire shootout.
No, it's a 28
and
29. But I don't know about the 26. I don't know for sure. Wayne,
they claim it's supposed to be a 26 inch tire shootout also. So I'm not for sure.
I don't know if it's gonna be on who is this, Kimo?
Yeah.
I think that might be a later date. I don't think that's gonna be on that date.
Okay.
I'm not for sure. I'm quoting you on that now. But come on up here, May 3rd. Come on, come on, come on.
Look, Fred.
What?
Who y'all got up there on 28? Nitro.
There's a lot of people up here on 28.
Oh, wait. That ain't what he asked you, Fred. Who y'all got up here on 28 Nitros?
Brian Davis, we White Trash, we on 28 Nitrous. Yeah, it's a bunch of people, man.
Okay.
Jimbo, Mark Crank.
Mark Crank and Jimbo, yeah.
Who else, Kimo? Shit.
There you go, CC. Get your ass.
CC, get your ass up here. Wayne looking for you.
It's just...
Who was that? What was that?
CC, get up here. Wayne looking for you.
The message you sent, he on 28th, ain't he?
Yeah.
It's a lot of action. Drink King. Johnny Quick. Yeah, come on up here. There's a lot of action now. John Doe, come on up here. What the fuck button that you got going on?
The
Beastie Boys?
What you got going on?
Nah, I'm just... Somebody got some music on my board. I'm trying to see what the hell is all this on here. We got most of them in the goddamn Hot 105.
Can y'all put the Beverly Hillbillies on there?
Yeah, we can put them on here.
I wasn't trying to rob.
Shut up!
Why bust a cap up in your ass?
Man,
what you done done with Day-Day and Roach? Day-Day is my...
Shut up!
Now, who sent you new? Yeah. Nobody sent
what
me.
What the hell?
Another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
Now, man, listen.
You ain't got no...
Goddamn. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, butt neck. Hey,
how come you want the Beverly Hillbillies on there?
Hey, ain't no deers running around up here around me now.
I got a little skit I can do off of.
I hear y'all.
Ain't no deers running around up here in May now. You come on up here now.
Man, deer run year round.
Yeah, the deers don't run around this motherfucker around that in the way. Not around here where we at.
Hey, what nigga? Don't nothing run around up here but coons.
You ain't lying, that's it.
Free my nigga spoke.
You know this shit is crazy.
Hey, Kimo, Jim might not run through this
Free
motherfucker
my
around here.
You know this shit do crazy. Hey, man. What the hell that is? I ain't never heard that. Man, there's been a song on him. Hey, who been? DJ, you been messing with
the boy? You learning how to work the board, boy. You gonna work one of them 7 a.m. in a minute, huh?
Wait, you say, bud nigga?
Who put all these songs on the board like this?
All them what?
We ain't got none of our commercial hardy. We got all kinds of songs on the board.
Y'all left the main one out. The Beverly Hills Billies.
Oh, goddamn, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo, you bring that damn Sub-Zero down. We're going to melt that motherfucker down in the heat down here.
Sub-Zero going to come down there and give y'all an Arctic blast, motherfucker. Hey, when I come down there, I'm gonna wear my motherfucking Billy Sims jersey, goddamn. Never won't fight me.
You gonna wear what? Your Sims jersey? What you say?
My Billy Sims jersey, boy.
I thought you said your Lil' Kim jersey. Shit. Well, we know y'all supposed to be licking, but we're going to see what's going on around here soon. If not, we'll see y'all asses down there and, on May the 3rd, I guess. We're going to see what's going on. I'm going to talk to my driver. We're going to see what's up.
Get your ass skinned, boy.
When you going to be ready, Kimo?
I'm gonna be ready May 3rd.
I'm locked and loaded for Wayne, baby.
Okay. Big draws. All right.
Anybody else got something to say?
Boy, I tell you, you got all kind of shit on your neck.
Don't do that no more, butt naked. don't you do that not one more damn time.
See, Larry, they got some crazy names on these. I say Dirty D, Gun Dirt Cheek. I tell you what the hell that was.
I didn't know if y'all heard me ad-lipping on it.
What is that JMBET? Let me see what this is.
Who?
JMBET.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I swear I'm hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cups. Pour them in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wearing. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got tickets for 100?
Look, we're going to need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it. You know the customer is always King Hammer.
Hey. Move that wool right there, DJ.
Man, I don't fucking know.
That was Chris
yeah,
Rock.
Hey,
and, what's his name?
Cut the Grudge Inc. Put the skin of Beverly Hillbillies on there.
Man, you want the Beverly Hillbillies? No
y'all ain't got the skit with J-Bar. Y'all ain't got
you.
The skit with J-Bar. You ain't got the skit with
ain't
J-Bars
no,
and Bills.
It ain't no goddamn heels down here.
Won't
damn
you,
nobody named
won't you go ahead and sing it, Kimo? Go ahead and sing it, Kimo. You're a monkey in a car. You're a monkey in a car. So go ahead and sing it.
Macon.
Okay?
It's big.
You live in the Macon metropolitan area, motherfucker.
And where do you live at? Post a picture of your shot. That's what you do.
Oh, you did.
Post a picture of your Biz. Post a picture where you lay your head at.
Biz.
Yes.
I don't live in a shack.
I got witnesses that came to see where I lay my head in Illinois and in Georgia. Post where you live.
Hey, Biz, one thing for sure, Biz, I don't stay in a shack.
I know you don't. You stay in a truck.
Some nights I do stay in the truck.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you ain't never cash one of these motherfucking checks that they send me, baby. I ain't never asked you for no, I don't have a money problem, Kimo.
I never asked you for a
I'm just saying. Ain't no way a motherfucker tell me move my family. Hey, listen. Y'all got everybody's skits but him and Jay Bond's skits.
Yeah, that sound real good, Kimo. Both, you trying to take the heat off you. You just race for once in a while.
Biz, what heat on me? Can you tell me what heat on me? Can you tell me what heat is on me?
Wait till the summertime, Kimo. It's the same old thing.
What heat is on me, Biz, can you go pay punk out and have problems at the truck? Did you see me close the year out with my car for sale, Biz?
What they got to do with anything, Kimo? You said that I'm the same old thing.
I closed the year out racing, you stupid motherfucker.
What's the problem?
You crazy, you want to beat me. I ain't no way to be. You're jealous of me.
Because every time you get on these talk shows, I'm out your mouth. I come out your mouth. I can say the same thing about you.
Every time you get on the show or something, you want to talk shit about me.
I ain't said nothing about you. You was nothing, Kimo. Biz, why do you mention... I was on the show last night. I didn't say nothing about you. You was nothing.
Biz, let me ask you something. Did you not make a skit about me on y'all TV show?
I made a skit about a whole bunch of people.
Okay. Did you? It's a simple yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's fair game for your motherfucking ass. Every time I get a chance, I'm on your ass, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you this. Leave my name out your motherfucking mouth, man.
Fuck you, man.
That's when I see you. I want you to, Biz. When you raise your hand up,
I guarantee you when to come back, something be right on your motherfucking ass. So I want to see you slap me, bitch. Now, you's a bitch, and I said it, nigga. Slap me when you see me, bitch. Bitch, you's a bitch.
Now, hold on, Kimo.
Man, fuck that nigga.
Hold on, Kimo. I'll show y'all he a bitch. What the hell going on in this show now? We don't do that, Kimo.
Hold on, Kimo. I don't like muting nobody, but I don't want everybody hearing that shit.
Okay, well, all he got to do is slap me when he sees me. That's all he got to do. Kimo, he quiet right now. You don't want to talk to Kimo. Just settle down.
Well,
let me hold the mic. Y'all calm down. 708-0992, you mic in line.
Yeah, why you hang up on me?
Oh, you drop. I didn't hang up on you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Trying to calm it down. Y'all calm down. Y'all taking that somewhere. Y'all sound like me and somebody else.
Man, listen, man. When I get on these talk shows, I don't care about nobody talking race talk. I'm tired of the man bringing my family and all that in this racing, man. I don't talk about nobody.
Okay.
I talk about individuals.
Did I talk about you? Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Man, listen,
yeah,
you don't tell me where to go. Listen, you don't tell me where to go. You want to run and say skits? I say what the fuck I want to say. I'm a grown motherfucking man, and I can handle whatever.
You ain't nothing, man. You ain't nothing.
I can handle whatever coming to me, man.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I can handle whatever you got coming to me, nigga.
You ain't no gangster, man. Shut this up.
Man, you ain't no gangster, bitch. The gangster don't follow me. Gangster don't follow nobody.
You ain't no gangster, man.
Damn. Man, fuck you and your name. I say what the fuck I want, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so when you see me, nigga, you know what it is.
It ain't no problem, Kimo.
Yeah, it ain't no problem either. Here.
Kimo.
He's a sucker.
What's up?
Man, please, y'all be quiet.
All right, they muted. Everybody muted but me and you and Larry. I ain't know who phone they were.
Things can get in the red real quick. Now I know shit get heated. Certain people got history, but I mean we got to keep the personal shit out of it, man. God damn, I know both of y'all.
773. Larry, I'm going on, DJ. We're gonna let them do. 7490. Your mic in line.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, guys? DJ.
Hey, what's up, B?
Yeah. I can't tell you guys how to run y'all show, but in a situation like that, to calm heads down a lot faster, just mute both mics right away.
I couldn't find it because I didn't know who line they was on. I know B's line was his number was up, but everybody else, Kimo line, he was on somebody else's phone. I couldn't find it, but I think we got it.
Hey, lad, give me a call, man. I'm knocking on my guy, new phone. Give me a call.
How you doing, B? What's going on tonight? What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Hey, sweet, trying to listen to this show and enjoy some drag racing talk for a minute. That's about it, man.
Call Larry on the walk and talk. Call him on the CB. You know Larry got that CB over there, too. Call him on the goddamn CB.
Hey, we were trying to get people that we trying to see who looked like food to different people. Anybody looking like food with you or idiot? Or how about this? For other people on the phone that may be listening, won't y'all tell us who y'all want to see engaged this year in 2014? How about
what
y'all
would
like to see go? Go ahead.
What I want to see, I want someone to call in and verify the record that you just made. You said he's 9-1 or 10-1 already this year. I want to see someone.
Yeah, that's Jolly Rancher. That's Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher. Not too small.
9-1 already. Yeah. Now, the thing going to be with me is that if you only get another two, maybe three grudge races for the rest of the year, will he win a grudge race of the year? If you think about it, D, my man really set some emotion last year, then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Gold killer.
He did.
Everyone trying to go undefeated now. Set some emotion.
Well, he just pretty much matched. I think that's pretty much him matching. I think Killer was 9-1 also. A 10-1, a 9-1. He's matched.
All that shows. To me, that shows just how devastated Cold Killer were last year with what he did. I think you got a lot of guys trying to match and break it already. 9-1, that's a match already. The season ain't started yet.
Well, it's getting good. I mean, you got people one thing I can say about Jolly Rancher, Dave and Chick, man, they trying to go, man. Every time you see them, every time you talk to them, they trying to go. They engaged. I mean, I think we get our transmission built at the same place. They get built with no reverse. They don't know how to bag up. That's a good thing. No reverse.
to say like I definitely have a hard time getting back to you. I happen to know where he's ran all year. He's been on the air. I see my champion on the air every night looking for action, but so far I haven't heard a true girl's race. He's ran all year. Like he had a hard time getting going this year.
Who's that?
Then we want to engage with him.
Who's that?
Seems like it's not the wick. Seems like no one wants to give no action early.
I think that's what he said last race he was at. I think he said it was a little hard for him to get a little action. But,
yeah.
It ain't going to be long. He's going to have more action than he can stand and be thrown to him.
It won't be long.
It won't be long. He's going to have much. And one thing about it, he's going to race. I mean, all you can always do, 9-on-1 in the house, it's going to be some racing.
So you got to beat him. You got to beat him.
Yeah,
it ain't like he ain't trying to go.
You got to beat him.
He just getting it, actually. He's looking for it. It's like
yeah.
people just shying away from
him. You got to beat him.
You got to beat him.
Well, I mean, it's like this. It's real close to everybody getting a grip on the program and the cars being ready. I mean, it's like eggs starting to hatch. The empty nation, everybody's going to start popping up. And right around May and June, shoot, it's going to be crazy out here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year.
I think so.
I'm prepared to see a good one. It's going to be a good year this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let me get this other call on, too, right now.
All right, good to hear your voice, D.
Close it down.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going
601.
On mute. I feel him.
Okay. All right. 601. 3356. This mic is live.
What the hell up, Buck Nicky?
Uh-oh.
What's going on? Long time no hear.
I'm still alive. I'm fucking hanging on. I'm hanging on by a string, but I'm still alive, buddy. I'm still alive, DJ Grant. I'm still fucking alive. By the cold, about to get out. I'm about to come back. If Lord give me strength, I'm fucking coming back.
Uh-oh. Y'all can look for
007 to come back one more time. By the cold, it's fucking out, buddy. I'm coming. Hey, I make sure to get on there, but hey, we coming, buddy. We fucking
is Bobby out already?
Hey, man, we coming, man. I'm going to leave it like that, you know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay. Well, look, it's always good to hear your voice, brother. We always know if you in the house, you know we're going to see some racing.
Hey, DJ Grant, hey, buddy, it's time to get back in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I got one more operation to do next week. And if it go good, I'm back in the circle, buddy.
Okay. I'll be praying for you, brother. Always good to hear your voice and look forward to seeing you.
All right, buddy. I miss all y'all guys, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to come back in the loop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm trying to get back in the loop, buddy.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. Keep your head up and say your prayers, homie.
All right, then, buddy. Y'all be good.
Okay.
All right, Diplo. Appreciate you calling in, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. All right.
All right. All right. We're going to do these final thoughts, and we're going to get out of here. Let me see. Larry. Uncle Larry, what's your final thought for tonight about this fellowshipping and getting along? Let me meet the CB. Baby, give me that CB over there. Turn to channel 19. Breaker 19. Breaker 19. This is Butt Naked calling Catfish. Come on back. Catfish Larry, come on back. Catfish Larry, this is Butt Naked. Come on back. Uncle Larry, where you at? Your mic ain't muted. What you doing over there? Until Uncle Larry, I'm probably putting the grandbabies in the
room. Oh, you on mute?
Oh, okay. Let me get
Larry,
some power
talk. We try to get you on the phone and the CB. Golly, Larry, what you doing?
CB too?
Huh?
On the phone and what?
On the TV.
Well, that's a good one there. I'm right here with
you. Let me tell you about Larry. Let me tell you about Larry. He can't cut his TV on in the neighborhood. He got to go to the park. He be blowing folk TVs and shit. He got that powerful shit over there.
Nine automates.
Say what, Larry?
Yeah, well, I said I got nine alternators on. Nine.
Nine alternators.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I still got some power
over there.
I got three DC.
I got a question.
Alternators.
I got a question.
Well, I got six AC alternators.
What the hell are they doing on the moon? God damn, man.
Hey, DJ, he can call a jet. Yeah.
Long as you'll tune into that one club.
Why you crying in here? Hey, speaking of the club, hey, that club me, you remember that strip club me you went to? I seen on news that morning, killed the motherfucker down there, didn't
you? Oh, yeah, man, shoot, last night.
Yeah, I saw that shit. I was like, goddamn, look where we were right here.
Mm-hmm.
That about the keep seventh crazy, person man. In a year time. And got killed down at that damn strip club. I won't be back.
Nah.
Fuck that.
Crazy,
seven people in 1 year? Hell no. No.
That is not the place to be.
No, I won't never go back in there.
Oh, I see that.
Shit, I love to see them with them stab wounds and cigarette burn, but fuck them hoes now. Uh-oh, fuck them women now. I ain't going to see them no more. They can stay over there by themselves.
Oh, man. Who else we got your final thought?
Big Will, let me have your final thought for the night, please, sir. Appreciate you calling in.
What's up, Butt Naked? Man, y'all got it going on this show.
Yeah, we
man,
do.
Good. I mean, in and out, doing good for a while, and then you get crazy. Hey, Butt Naked, you got to quit muting my mic, though. You know, you got to put my name in your board or something.
I got it, man. I got it, man. I was trying to find the other mic, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I was trying to get it for all a guy right. in hand, but I couldn't get it.
You working on your chicken special. You keep muting my mic now.
Hey.
You're going to get one wing instead of one.
I cannot get that goddamn chicken like you got it. I don't give a fuck what I try. I can't get it like that.
Be good, but nigga.
All right. And y'all had
a
good show, though, overall, man. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right.
Live action mic still. Okay, you got both.
He dropped. Sleepy, let me have your final thought for the night, please, sir.
Final thought, but nigga, good show, baby. You know what it always, man. I'm a fan of the end, man. You and DJ have a nice night, man. I'm out.
Hey, you have a good
one. All right, appreciate it. All right, Lil Fred and Kimo.
I'm muted.
Good show, Butt Naked. Come on up here, May 3rd. It's going down, man. It's going down, May 3rd. Come on up here, Butt Naked.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
For sure.
Some more weeks. Oh, that bee.
Butt Naked.
Yes, sir, Larry.
But good show, man.
Appreciate
you and your host, man. Hope to talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Appreciate it,
Larry. Biz, let me have your final thought, Biz.
It's going to be a whole lot of punk house paid this year. It's going to be a whole lot of people talking. Ain't going to do a damn thing. They're going to do what they going to do what they normally do. Everybody keeps saying how good 2014 going to be. 2014 going to be just like 2012, just like 2013. Niggas ain't going to do nothing. They're going to continue to do what they usually do. A leopard cannot change his spots. A leopard is a leopard. A snake is going to bite. A snake is a snake. A baboon is a baboon. You can't. You could put them in a gorilla. I mean, you could put them in a jungle. They still going to be a baboon. You could put them in a park. They still going to be a baboon. So all this old stuff about what somebody going to do, what they can't wait to do, just mark my words, mark this showdown. What people usually do is what they going to do. Ones that usually engage don't engage, and the ones usually going to pay punk outs and talk on these shows like they going to do something, and you'll do a damn thing. You'll get to the track.
Why there's a track, this and that, and this and that, and it's going to still be the same. Mark my words. And damn it, this ain't no April Fool's joke. This is the hard, honest truth. A joker going to do what they usually do. I'm out.
God damn, man. That was a hell of a final thought. Shit. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
All right, then, 773-3049, let me have your final thought for tonight, please, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? B's mic should have been muted. That's how B's keep going. B's my guy, but that mic should have been muted, guys. I'm not telling you guys how to run your show, but that should have been stopped. You don't stop B's by swinging gas offside. Just don't have to. Hey, I think it will be a great year. Say, every year is great. It's going to get better. As long as they're racing, it's better. So that's my final thought. Just keep racing, guys. Leave BS out. We'll all be good.
That's 100. Appreciate you, man.
I think BS is a little sarcastic and joking. I don't think he really.
Yeah, but it keeps BS going.
They both were heated. Yeah, they both were heated.
So, yeah, and when you're heated, all that does is keep it going. We want to cool it down and get them back to drag racing, not back to BS.
I got
you. Okay. I think they're going to be all right. I don't see it going nowhere, no fist to come, nothing like that, but it just keeps BS going. I want to get them back to talking shit about racing, not talking shit about each other.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you, B.
Hey, y'all guys, have a good
one. All right. Appreciate you, man. We got one caller that called in, 804-1648. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
Devon Bunnecket. What's going on, Bunnecket and DJ Grant?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, homie?
Nothing much. I'm bringing y'all greetings from Virginia. Let y'all know we are down here listening to y'all. Just wanted to tell y'all a great show.
Hey, appreciate it.
Appreciate
man.
It,
appreciate
man.
It. Appreciate
all right. It. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, B's, ain't you got a small block car?
Yeah, I got a small block.
We got one over here, too. You want to try some?
Yeah, you got a small block on 28. Nitrous.
Yeah, small. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, you got it going already?
Nah. No.
Okay.
It should be ready for DJ race.
Oh, okay. Well, they trying to freshen that thing up, but they ain't been ran in a while, so shit, they just trying to freshen it up. One carburetor, two?
One.
Okay, that's good. They got one, two. They ain't did no racing in a while. They're looking for some action here. They ain't got no name with them high-dollar small blocks in them, but they do got a small block. They want to get the feet wet again. And I'm going to tell you now, he ain't going to bet a whole lot of money. He might bet about five or 700. DJ want to get back in the game.
Oh, that's good. That's a safe bet. I like that bet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, when you get ready, just holler at me. He getting it ready now.
When you think he'll be
okay.
ready?
Well,
you think he'll be ready for May 18th?
Yeah, he'll be ready for 14. I believe he'll be around about the end of April. He'll be ready. So
okay,
anytime after then,
when they get
yeah, a little
closer, he'll be ready. About locking him in for the race on the
18th. We'll lock in for May 18th.
Okay.
I like that. Small block stock attention on 28, right?
Yeah, he's true stock. No minute to no. No call over. He choo-choo stops.
I ain't tripping on that. I'm just as long as it's small block, cast intake, one carburetor, nitrous.
Yeah, cast intake, nitrous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you could basically consider it locked.
Matter of fact, we can make the race way better than that. Won't you drive and I drive it for him? I drive his and you drive your.
Nah, that,
he
man,
ain't
I'm a jitty. I'm a jitty boon. I'm not ever getting in a car again.
Shit.
No, 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 no.
Nothing wrong with that. That's what I said to be in hell.
Yeah, I made that promise to my kids. I'm never driving again. All right, well, y'all had a good show, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, we appreciate
you,
B.
All right, DJ, give me your final thought for the night, and we're going to take it on in.
All right, let me make sure I'm saying the name right again. It's the Grudge Playoff.
Yeah.
Kid, help me out. Grudge Playoff, May 31st. It's going down.
I think Kid gone.
Yeah, Kid probably asleep. We got Never Scared Wayne Racing on May the 3rd at, is it Milan? Milan, Michigan? May the 3rd, Wayne Never Scared, Grudge Inc. And we got myself, the Stunner, May 18th in Montgomery at Montgomery Motorsports Park. And we look forward. We appreciate everybody for calling in tonight. Sorry for the few little in and out, but hell, it happens with what we do. But I'm sure, you know, that them little situations will be diffused. It ain't as major as some people may think. So with that being said.
Oh, I got to get on Larry. He done hung up on a – he hung up, DJ. He didn't wait till he hung up. Yeah, I got to get in tomorrow in the morning. I'm saying we were fellowshipping, goddammit, and you hung up.
But yeah, we appreciate everybody calling, man. We try to keep it 100 on this show and let everybody know ain't nobody bigger than the next man. We all on the same level. Ain't no
that's
big
it.
Eyes
that's
or little
it.
U's on our show.
Better believe it.
That's it.
With that being said, these are my last.
Lady at the casino.
Where she at, Bud Naked? She at the casino.
She lost all her money.
Oh, I know Bud Naked's been the same.
She said, don't feel sorry for me. No.
She don't feel sorry for me.
Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do our lady a favor,